needs boats. Elvis needs boats. Elvis, 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 Elvis needs boats.
Ah, the sailing Elvis. Captain Elvis. Commodore Elvis it is.
Yeah, man, you know, people from outer space. People from outer space, they come up to me. They don't look like Dr. Spock. They don't look like Klingons, all that Star Trek job. They look like Elvis.
Elvis!
Everybody in outer space looks like Elvis, because Elvis is a perfect being. We're all moving in perfect peace and harmony towards Elvisness. Soon all will become Elvis. Everything, everywhere will be Elvis. Why do you think they call it evolution anyway? It's really Elvis-lution. Come to talk that little bit of Elvis inside of you. Talk to it. Call it up. Say, Elvis, heal me. Save me, Elvis. Make me be born again in the perfect Elvis light. That's right. You got that Elvis inside of you, and he's talking to you. He says he wants you to sing. Everybody got to sing like the king.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Like the king.
Uh-huh.
Get that leg going now.
Uh-huh.
Get your lip, too.
Uh-huh.
Not no fool Billy Idol lip, either.
Uh-huh.
Everybody.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, we're rocking now.
Uh-huh.
Elvis is with us. He's
uh-huh.
with us and he's speaking to us. He says, people.
Uh-huh.
He says, people.
Uh-huh.
Everybody. Everybody got to
uh-huh.
sing.
Elvis is everywhere. Elvis is everything.
Mojo Nixon, who died apparently in the bar of a cruise ship right after he did a kick-ass show. I think that's the way he probably wanted to go. I'm Jay Thurber. We're going to do a quick sports and weather check because we're almost out of time for this hour. We'll have more music on the other side of the news. In sports, the Duquesne Dukes taking on the Bonnies of St. Bonaventure on the road today. That game gets underway just about 3 minutes from now. Pittsburgh Penguins tonight close out a two-game series with the Winnipeg Jets on the road. Last time, the Pens shut out the Jets 3-0, so the Jets will be looking for revenge. Pens back home on Valentine's Day to take on the Florida Panthers at the PPG Paints Arena. But tonight, Pens are at fifth place in the division, IRC, taking on the Jets at 7 o'clock. What else to tell you about? The Super Bowl tomorrow, Chiefs versus the 49ers at Allegiant Stadium in Las Vegas. It's the first time a Super Bowl will be held in Nevada. It's the fourth trip for the Chiefs to the NFL Championship game in the past 5 years. Also for the first time, one of the referees at tomorrow's Super Bowl will be a former Super Bowl player, Terry Killens. How about that? Here's your forecast for the entire listening area. Chance of showers this afternoon, mostly cloudy. The Weather Service now says look for a high of 61 degrees. Showers overnight, cloudy, 38. Chance of sprinkles on Sunday morning. Pittsburgh, we call them jimmies. Mostly cloudy and colder with a high of 48. Monday, chance of rain, mostly sunny, 50. Tuesday, chance of snow, partly sunny, 42. Then a chance of snow on Wednesday, maybe mixed with rain, partly sunny, and a high near 40. Right now, just ahead of much more music, well, actually, just ahead of the news. 62 in Beaver County, 58 in Butler, 59 in Washington, 58 outside our weather window here at the Tube City Center for Business and Innovation in downtown McKeesport, and street level at the corner of Forbes and Morwood in Oakland, 59 at 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh, freeform radio owned and operated by the students of Carnegie Mellon University. You're also listening to Tube City Online Radio in McKeesport. I'm Jay Thurber. Find me on Facebook, Mastodon, and Blue Sky at Jay Thurber Show, or check out the website at jaythurbershow.com. We'll be back with more music right after the news. It's 2 o'clock.
Riot. It was not an insurrection. The events were shameful, criminal, violent, all of those things, but it did not qualify as insurrection, as that term is used in Section 3.
Jonathan Mitchell, an attorney for former President Donald Trump, telling the Supreme Court that January 6th attack on the Capitol wasn't an insurrection as defined in the 14th Amendment. Many listening to Thursday's oral argument say the court seems to be leaning toward overturning the Colorado decision blocking the former president's candidacy. Chief Justice John Roberts suggested letting individual states act could disrupt the election for all the states. But an ABC News Ipsos poll finds half of voters support removing Trump from the ballot. Washington Republicans like Alabama Senator Tommy Tuberville call that a partisan move and says people should have the right to vote for who they want.
Our entire system of government is based on the consent of the governed. Our country is based on the idea, on the people with their ideas.
While this case deals with the presidency, it could have implications for city and state elected officials. David Becker is with the Center for Election Innovation and Research.
One thing there seemed to be agreement on was that states have authority to determine 14th Amendment qualifications for state officials. And this has been done as recently as 2022.
He cited the case of a New Mexico County commissioner removed from office under the bar against insurrectionists for taking part in January 6th. In the Senate, the failure of the bipartisan border and foreign aid compromise is creating tension. Some Democrats are calling for new efforts on a comprehensive immigration bill, but neither party seems unified on how that could look. As for the new standalone foreign aid package, South Carolina Republican Lindsey Graham said the bill's good, but he was hoping to make the previous deal even harsher for migrants.
I didn't think it was enough. I was hoping to be able to build on what they did, but here's where we're at. The House declared it insufficient.
Arizona Senator Kristen Sinema worked on the border deal and questioned if anyone could have done that.
Are you aware that the only way to offer amendments on a bill being considered in the United States Senate is to first pass the motion to invoke cloture on the motion to proceed?
Republicans may attempt to amend tighter border rules into the standalone foreign aid bill. Washington state lawmakers are considering legislation supporters say could boost local election turnout by as much as 60%. The bill would permit cities and towns in Washington to change local elections from odd to even-numbered years. Andrew Villeneuve with the Northwest Progressive Institute says odd-numbered years draw far fewer voters, especially among marginal groups.
They have very, very small numbers of voters participating, and it's also a much less diverse electorate than what we would see in an even year. So there's fewer voters of color, fewer young voters participating.
I'm Edwin J. Vieira for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
Everything lights up and it make you want to shout. Talk about happiness, that's what we're talking about. Oh. Now money won't bring you happiness, but we know who will.
Jay Thurber.
Come on now, gotta smile, get happy. Wow, tune in and turn on. Oh.
Thank you.
Nixon and Tennessee Ernie Ford, 412-385-7450. Let your input affect our output. Here are the Beatles.
Ooh, I need your love, babe. Guess you know it's true. Hope you need my love, babe. Just like I need you. Hold me, love me.
Hey,
support for this broadcast comes from Striffler's Family Funeral Homes. Since 1866, Striffler's has provided compassionate, professional memorial services for families in White Oak, McKeesport, Dravosburg, Portview, and the surrounding areas. Striffler's offers comprehensive pre-planning services and aftercare. And through its affiliated company, Design Monuments, Striffler's also provides permanent markers and memorials crafted in stone, bronze, and other high-quality materials. Learn more at Striffler's.com or call 412-678-6191.
The best in rock, rhythm, and blues.
It was a losing life when I was on my own. 'Cause it's so hard, baby, trying to make it all alone. Yeah, I was just another part of the crowd. But now you're here and I'm gonna walk proud. So come on, baby, walk with a winner. Hey, come on, girl, and walk with a winner. Hey, come on, girl, and swing along with me. There's so much to see waiting well for you and me. Hey, hey.
Before I was just an
from Gene McDaniels on Radio 9. These are the Jylights. Put your hands on the radio and feel the power of Radio 9. God say hallelujah.
Goes. They know we're not satisfied. People say a man is made out of mud. A poor man's made out of muscle and blood. Muscle and blood and skin and bones. A mind that's weak and a back that's strong. You load 16 tons, what do you get? Another day older and deeper in debt. St. Peter, don't you call me, 'cause I can't go. I owe my soul to the company store. I was born one morning when the sun didn't shine. I picked up my shovel and I walked to the mine. I loaded 16 tons, a number 9 coal, and the straw boss said, well, bless my soul, you load 16 tons, what do you get? Another day older and deeper in debt. St. Peter, don't you call me, 'cause I can't go. I owe my soul to the company store. I was born one morning, it was drizzling rain. Fighting and trouble are my middle name. I was raised in the canebrake by an old mama lion. Can't know a high-toned woman make me walk the line. You load 16 tons, what do you get? Another day older and deeper in debt. St. Peter, don't you call me, 'cause I can't go. I owe my soul to the company store. If you see me coming, better step aside. A lot of men didn't, a lot of men died. One fist of iron, the other of steel. If the right one don't get you, then the left one will. You load 16 tons, what do you get? Another day older and deeper in debt. St. Peter, don't you call me, 'cause I can't go. I owe to the company store.
The old pea picker himself, Tennessee Ernie Ford. On Radio 9 at 219, much more music time. New music coming up next from Billy Joel. Here are the Orlons.
Smart.
Come on and take a chance and get a little.
makes you feel so good. To do.
The Orlons on Radio 9. 2:21 chime time. New music from Billy Joel, his first new single in almost 20 years, coming up after we take care of a brief message. Also check your full-time Radio 9 weather forecast. Why should you recycle your TV or your computer monitor?
I don't know. Why should I recycle my TV and my computer monitor? What you tell me, Mr. Wizard?
The Environmental Protection Agency estimates that 24 million televisions go into landfills every year. How about that? Well, yeah. The figures might be slightly off. What they say is that 24 million TVs are replaced every year, but only 15% of those get recycled, which means that the other 85% go into landfills. So 85% of 24 million, carry the 3 with the 2 and move the decimal point and then subtract. Well, anyways, it's a lot of TVs. It's millions of TVs are hitting landfills every year. And that's a problem because televisions and computer monitors contain toxic and cancer-causing materials, including lead, cadmium, beryllium, PVCs, mercury, and brominated flame retardants. Those leach into the water that you drink and into the soil where our food is grown. They also end up overseas, where substandard working conditions lead to even greater environmental and health impacts from burning or heating the materials to high temperatures. You can help, and in fact, you're required to, because in 2010, the Pennsylvania legislature passed a law that requires you to recycle TVs, monitors, computers, and laptops. That's right. It's illegal if they catch you, ferret face. So, what can you do? What can you do? First of all, stores that sell electronics are required to accept them for recycling. So if you bought it someplace, tell them you want to recycle it there. You can call the toll-free recycling hotline at the Pennsylvania Department of Environmental Protection, 1-800-346-4242. Or you can go to the Pennsylvania Resources Council website. That's at prc.org. That's prc.org for the Pennsylvania Resources Council. Find out where a recycling event is being held. That's a message from the Pennsylvania Resources Council, working to protect the environment since 1939. Here's your forecast for the entire Radio 9 listening area. Chance of showers this afternoon, mostly cloudy, high near 61. Chance of showers overnight, cloudy, 38. Sprinkles on Super Bowl Sunday, mostly cloudy, 48. Monday, chance of rain, high near 50. Tuesday, chance of snow, otherwise partly sunny with a high of 42. Chance of flow snurlies on Wednesday and a high near 40. Right now, just ahead of much more music on the Jay Thurber Show, 62 in Beaver County, 58 in Butler, 59 in Washington. We're up to 58. Outside our weather window here in downtown McKeesport and street level at the corner of Forbes and Morwood in Oakland, it's 59 at WRCT.
Please open the door, nothing is different, we've been here before. Pacing these halls, trying to talk over the silence. And pride sticks out his tongue, laughs at the portrait that we become. Stuck in a frame, unable to change, I was wrong. I'm late, but I'm here right now. Though I used to be romantic, I forgot somehow. Time came. It's been a long winter and different. And maybe you love me, maybe you don't. Maybe you learn to, and maybe you won't. You've had enough, but I won't give up on you. Forgiveness. Won't you tell me how? I can't read your mind, but I see you now. As we're laying in the darkness, did I wait too long to turn the lights back on?
New single from Billy Joel here. Radio
9. Looking back to yesterday.
Music, 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 music.
When I'm feeling blue, all I had to do is take a look at you. Then I'm not so blue. When you're close.
Montana and the Mindbenders here on Radio 9. Coming up at 3 o'clock over most of these same frequently frequented frequencies, it's smooth, relaxing, and easy. If you love those soft vocal and instrumental favorites from the 60s, 70s, and 80s, well, you ought to tune in every week to smooth, relaxing, and easy. Now a worldwide phenomenon hosted by Eric O'Brien. You can find him at pbrtv.com/SRE. You can also look for Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy on Facebook, or just stay tuned at 3 o'clock to these stations, 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh and Tube City Online Radio in McKeesport. It's 2:31. This is the Gigglepuss Broadcasting Network. I'm Jay Thurber. These are the Eagles. The Eagles on Radio 9.
Jay Thurber!
Go, go, Tigers!
The sound of my brain. Then I said, this is the sound of my brain on Don Henley. Then I said, 1, 2, 3, 4. And I just don't
Jumped up on the stage and did that song with Mojo. How about those apples?
Jay Thurber
screws up more things in 3 hours on the radio than most people screw up in a week.
In
yeah.
The rock and roll in your soul every super solid gold Saturday afternoon in the Steel City. It's Radio 9 on 88.3 WIRCT and Tube City Online Radio. So glad you're taking a little bit of your Saturday afternoon to spend with me. Hope you'll stay tuned at 3 o'clock for Eric O'Brien and Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy. Here are the Shondells.
Look over yonder. What do you see? The sun is rising, most definitely. A new day is coming. Ooh-hoo. People are changing. Ain't it beautiful? Ooh-hoo. Crystal blue.
TJ and the Shondells on Radio 9. At this hour, the Duquesne Dukes are playing St. Bonaventure. Right now, the Dukes are up by 4 points. We'll check sports and weather for you in just a couple of minutes. Stay tuned for that. Here's Bobby Darin on Radio 9.
Oh, the shark, babe, has such teeth, dear, and it shows them pearly white.
just a jackknife, has old Maggie Heath, babe, and it keeps it out of sight. You know when that shark bites with his teeth, babe, scarlet billows start to spread. Fancy gloves, though, wears old Maggie Heath, babe, so there's never, never a trace of red. Now on the sidewalk, ooh, Sunday morning, lies a body just oozing life. Eek! And someone sneaking round the corner. Could that someone be Mac the Knife? There's a tugboat down by the river, don't you know, where a cement bag just drooping on down. Oh, that cement is just, it's there for the weight, dear. Five will get you ten, old Mackie's back in town. Don't you hear about Louis Miller? He disappeared, babe, after drawing out all his hard-earned cash. And now Maggie spins just like a sailor. Could it be our boy's done something rash?
Mystery shows. Do you like, we have old time radio on Tube City Online on Sunday nights from 7 until 9, but do you like, I like to watch the old, The Outer Limits or The Twilight Zone or any of those kind of 50s and 60s mystery shows. Coming up next, we don't have one of those.
As a father, I've done everything I can to protect my children. For my family, getting the COVID vaccine is about protecting the whole family now and in the future. That's why I'm making sure my children get the COVID vaccine and protect their health. For me, it's one less health risk to worry about. You have the power to finish this.
Paid for with Pennsylvania taxpayer dollars.
Oh, good evening. This is Alvin Hancock, and I'm standing in the garden of my palatial Beverly Hills home. I have an appointment to meet a gentleman from the All Martian Television Network who wants to purchase my Alvin Hancock Presents shows. Dub in Martian language soundtracks and broadcast them on Mars. He's due to arrive by flying saucer momentarily. Oh, here he comes now. Over here, sir. You people will have to excuse us. This shop talk would only bore you, so why don't you watch today's show based on the Hans Brinker novel, Body, Body, Who's Got the Body? And I'll join you later. Oh, Mr. Zog, why don't you slither into my library and we can talk there?
Oh, Wilfred, darling. Thank heavens you're here. Did you plant the bomb in the car of my beloved husband, Charles?
Yes, Gwendolyn, dear. I attached it to the front wheel, and it's time to go off after he leaves the bank and is driving along the edge of the cliffs.
Oh, wonderful. You and I can then get married. And with the money from his will, we can leave this horrible old ancestral castle forever.
It must be the police about the terrible accident.
Oh, hello, Inspector Blinton. How are you?
Fine, Lady Gwendolyn. And hello, Wilfred. Is Charles home?
He left the bank about an hour ago. He should be home momentarily.
How are things going for you and Charles?
Fine, Inspector.
Do you think it'll be a nice day tomorrow for the Derbyshire Cup? I can't stand this incessant questioning any longer. I confess, I planted a bomb on Charles's car, and he's dead right now, a tangled mass at the bottom of the cliffs. I had to do it. By George, that's a shock, Wilfred. You were his best friend. You'll have to come along with me for attempted murder until we locate the body.
Why, Charles, what are you doing here? We all thought you were...
Oh, you're probably wondering why I'm late. I had a blowout on the way home along the cliffs.
Charles, there's something important I have to tell you.
Oh, Inspector Blinton, you gave me a start. I didn't notice you there. But I know why you're here. I knew I'd get caught sooner or later, but I had to embezzle that money from the bank to pay off my gambling debts, to keep up the mortgage payments on my ancestral home. I was going to put it all back.
I'm flabbergasted, Charles. I guess I'll have to take you in along with Wilfred. I'll be in touch with you later, Gwendolyn.
That won't be necessary, Inspector. I'll confess now. I planned on poisoning Wilfred as soon as he murdered Charles for me. I wanted the money all for myself.
Well, it would seem I've stumbled on quite a hotbed of sordid crime. And ironically, I only dropped by here to see if I could sell you a few tickets to the Inspector's ball. Goodbye, Mr. Zog. Perhaps some other time. Oh, hello, fellow Earthlings. My deal to sell the Alvin Hancock Presents series to Martian television has fallen through. They wanted to pay for them with Martian coin, and at the current exchange rate, it would cost me money. I'm getting frantic signals from the director that we've just run out of time, so I must bid you a quick goodbye.
Bob and Ray, of course.
Radio 9.
Don't touch that dial.
Music, 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 music,
music. I'm a hard boy, baby. Can't get enough of your love.
With Jay Thurber winding down this installment. We've got sports and weather for you and then new music from Bare Naked Ladies to close out the show. So stay tuned.
Your front row center at the ball game, and you don't have to fight the crowd. Turn your radio on as loud as you care to, then prepare to enjoy it.
In college college basketball action. The Duquesne Dukes are on the road taking on St. Bonaventure at the half. The score is Duquesne 34, St. Bonaventure 23. That game got underway just about an hour ago. Yesterday, Carnegie Mellon split two games with Brandeis. The men's team in a thriller, defeating Brandeis 80-77 in the final moments of the game. The women's team, not so lucky. They lost to Brandeis 73-54. Both teams back in action on the road as they take on NYU, the men's team at 12 noon and the women's team at 2 o'clock. Pitt Panthers, a women's basketball team, is hosting the third-ranked North Carolina State Wolfpack tomorrow. That game gets underway at 12 noon. And, of course, the Superb Owl is tomorrow. The Chiefs versus the 49ers at Allegiant Stadium in Las Vegas. The Chiefs and the 49ers first faced off in the Super Bowl 4 years ago. So the 49ers will be looking for revenge. I believe KC won that game, did they not? It was the first time that they got a championship in 50 years. And, yeah, it's the first time a Super Bowl also held in Nevada, the home of legal gambling. That should be that's fine. That's fine, right? That's fine.
Steel City weather.
There's no problems there, right? Chance of showers this afternoon. Mostly cloudy otherwise with a high of 61. Showers possible overnight, low 38. Chance of sprinkles on Sunday. Mostly cloudy, 48. Monday, chance of rain. Mostly sunny, 50. Tuesday, maybe some snow and a high of 42. Right now, just ahead of much more music, 62 in Beaver County. It's 58 in Butler, 59 here in downtown McKeesport. And street level at WRCT. 59 degrees with new music from Bare Naked Ladies.
1 minute we're here, the next one we're not. The clock is ticking, better use what you got. It's Armageddon and we're getting it on, because the world could end before the end of this song. There'll be darker days, there'll be hell to pay, but until then, just keep breathing and loving life. We're loving life. We love it so much that we want to live it twice.
Thurber, good Lord willing, I will be Jay Thurber next Saturday from noon until 3 right here on these stations. Find me on Facebook, Mastodon, and Blue Sky at Jay Thurber Show, or check out the website at jaythurbershow.com. Remember, until then, it's nice to be important, but it's a whole lot more important to be nice. You can lead a horse to water, but nothing smells worse than a wet horse. A bird in the hand makes one hell of a mess. No matter where you go, there you are. Don't sweat the petty things, and don't pet the sweaty things. Bye.
You got your problems, and I know I got mine. The grass is looking green.
This is 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh and Tube City Online Radio, McKeesport. It's 3 o'clock.
We love it so much that we want to live it twice. We love it life.
Smooth, relaxing, and easy is heard on Tube City Online Radio from McKeesport, Pennsylvania, Vulcan Sound Radio from Bournemouth, UK, and terrestrially over 88.3 FM, WRCT Pittsburgh. Recorded in the bunker at Christ Episcopal Church, North Hills in Pittsburgh, Eric O'Brien presents Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy.